It's Tuesday, and time to read from your comments. Our discussion on how to define success for the Occupy Wall Street protests prompted this email from John Rutherford, who describes himself as a participant and organizer in Tacoma, Washington. Success for our movement, simply put, will be the restoration of middle-class prosperity. As you can see, this is not a small goal, he wrote, and as such, our movement cannot be bought off with token concessions made by politicians and the corporate elite. We're here for the long haul. What you've seen so far is just the beginning. The occupation itself is not a protest, but a rallying cry, and the people of this country and the world are coming out in droves to answer it. We will no longer be ignored. We talked with George Chakiris and Rita Morena to celebrate 50 years since the release of the movie version of West Side Story. Ruby Unger from Mill Valley, California wrote, "This movie was so important to me. My first job at the age of 16 was in a movie theater. West Side Story was playing. I saw it 13 times, often watching when I ought to have been selling popcorn. The next year, I was in our high school variety show, Jazzline, dancing to the music. 4 years later, when I got married, One Hand, One Heart was sung. My present husband saw Ms. Moreno last week at Berkeley Rep and raved." When we talked to cartoonist Roz Chast about her book, What I Hate from A to Z, many listeners shared their irrational fears via Twitter. Catherine Weber tweeted, "My irrational fear is a rat swimming up the plumbing and biting me on the butt." Yolanda McKay said she's totally freaked out by Cheerios in a bowl or popcorn ceilings. And Leonaris in Flagstaff, Arizona, emailed, "I'm very afraid of bugs going in my ears, and as a child, I slept in earmuffs." Don't allow your irrational fear to stop you from sending us corrections, comments, or questions. The best way to reach us is by email. The address, talk@npr.org. Please, let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. If you're on Twitter, you can follow us there at TOTN or follow me at Neil Conan, all one word. Talk of the Nation is produced by Rena Advani, Prisca Neely, John Asante, Peter Granitz, Sarah Handel, and April Failing. April's also handling our web content today. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Our intern is Nunera Amun. Gwen Uten directs the program. Sean Phillips is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Peter Elena, Nathan Bark, and Jerry Tennant. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Tomorrow, the family behind the new book, Love Times 3, A True Story of a Polygamous Marriage. Join us for that. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.